Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Randy Russell, Russell Group President. Lots happening in D.C. here this week and a lot of deadlines coming up here in the next couple weeks. Talk us through what's happening on, you know, possible government shutdown. Of course, we've seen those headlines. What's happening there and what are kind of the main points of conflict and the main holdups there and what's stopping decisions from getting made?
Whitney, good to be with you and your listeners. We've really got a major schism between the House Republicans and where the Senate is. As you know, we need to get the funding worked out to keep the government open post September 30th. Congress has not passed, nor the president signed, any of the 12 individual appropriation bills. So we're facing a situation where we need what's called a continuing resolution to keep the government funded and open. And the Senate has taken the position, both Democrats and several of the Republicans, of keeping the government open until December through just a straight continuing resolution, as we call it. And they would like to add a supplemental appropriations of about $44 billion, which is what the Biden administration requested. Half of that is for the Ukraine, so about $24 billion for the Ukraine, and the rest for disaster assistance, immigration, and some other issues. The House, led primarily because of the Freedom Caucus, is taking a different approach. They want to work on a much shorter continuing resolution, 4 to 6 weeks, and have none of the supplemental funding in it. And also cut the spending levels from the current level down to about 8%, save the Pentagon and save Veterans Affairs. So we've got a major difference between the twos. And at this point, as we sit here, you know, on Tuesday, Speaker McCarthy does not have the votes to pass even the Republican proposal to keep the government open. So we've got about another 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks to try to get this thing resolved. But I think it's going to go right down to the wire as to whether or not we'll have a shutdown.
So funding is the main issue there. And what does that mean for Farm Bill? I know there's been a lot of discussion around funding for that as well.
It's meant a delay. I mean, we all recall that we went through the debt ceiling debate, negotiation, and finally a deal worked out on that. And I think a lot of people felt once that was behind us, we could move ahead with a farm bill. I think people forgot about where we would be relative to funding the government. So now we've got another major stumbling block to kind of work our way through. Obviously, if there is a government shutdown, that will directly impact the ability of the committees to continue work on writing a farm bill. Even in this environment, until we work out whether there's going to be a shutdown or keep the government funded, Whitney, that is delaying the committees putting out their bill and going to a markup. That's one of the factors. And then second of all, I would just say there are still big differences between Democrats and Republicans as we go into writing this farm bill. Several of the Republicans want to add some additional support for reference prices, ARC, PLC, and the Title I farm commodity section of the bill. And a lot of the Democrats want to protect nutrition funding, which is now 81% of the cost of the farm bill. And that's kind of where the rub is in terms of the committees at this point.
And I know we've talked about it before as well. Funding is going to be hard to come by once it gets to the point where they can actually start discussing it and get more things down on paper.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of work done between the staffs in good faith on a lot of the, what I would call the non-money, non-spending issues. But now we're getting down to the brass tacks where the leadership, Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Bozeman, on the Senate side, and Chairman Thompson, Republican, and David Scott, Democrat, are going to have to make some major decisions on spending. And that's really where the rubber hits the road. And oftentimes that takes many weeks of negotiation to try to figure out how you're going to do it. And the reality of it is, we have no new money. So this is a zero baseline operation where if you want to spend an additional dollar, you got to figure out where you're going to take a dollar from. That's going to be a real challenge.
So timeline going forward, I guess it's probably hard to tell at this point. What are we expecting here for this farm bill? I know a lot of people are expecting an extension of the 2018 farm bill, but I mean, is that even on the table at the moment? Is that still up in the air?
There hasn't been talk, at least amongst the lawmakers involved, about an extension yet. Come the end of December, December 31st, if there is no new farm bill enacted, in other words, signed into law, Congress will have to pass some form of an extension, because if they don't, we go back to what's known as permanent law, the 1938 and the 1949 acts, which would go back to using parity to set our price supports and have quotas and allotments. And basically, Whitney, it is inoperable in this day and age. So they'll have to pass some kind of an extension. Lawmakers don't want to talk about that right now because it would undercut their efforts to try to get a bill out of the committee and on the floor. Just point blank, we're going to need an extension. There is no way we're going to go from either committee having even marked up the bill, much less taking them to the floor, and then having to work out the differences between the House and Senate versions. There's virtually no way that is going to happen between now and the end of the year. So I think there's a high degree of probability that there'll be some type of an extension by the end of the year. Now, that doesn't mean they can't finish it the first quarter or into the spring next year. That certainly happened in past farm bills, and it could happen again, but they're going to need some type of an extension.
So we've talked possible, I guess, avenues here as far as the government shutdown itself. What is a couple things that need to happen to avoid that, and just kind of reiterate the timeline there?
Well, Whitney, there is a group in the House Freedom Caucus led by Matt Gaetz and some others that are, and all it takes, by the way, is five of them taking a walk on a Republican proposal, assuming no Democrat votes for it, and it doesn't pass. So there's an enormous amount of leverage that this small group of influential lawmakers have that can, first of all, block whatever the Republicans want to bring up. I mean, you just heard over the weekend that there was a group that came up with a plan that I just outlined to keep the government open 4 to 6 weeks, No supplemental funding added, including the Ukraine, and cuts domestic and international spending by 8%, save the Pentagon and save Veterans Affairs. That was the proposal. Today, that does not have enough votes to pass the House. So they're going to keep negotiating, and this is going to go right up to the wire. The other factor that goes here is at any moment, a member of the House could call the question on Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. So he is walking a very fine line between trying to keep the government open and at the same time holding on to his speakership.
All right. Anything else that we should touch on here before we let you go?
I think on the farm bill, Whitney, when it's all said and done, the real issue is going to come down to many lawmakers, including John Hoeven and John Thune, ranking member Bozeman, several in the House, want to try to build on Title I and improve it and make it work better for on the commodity program side. In order to do that, you obviously have to come up for savings. And with the cost of the nutrition title being so large now, where we have seen tremendous growth in the cost of the farm bill, and where 81% of it now is in the nutrition programs, that's certainly one area that folks want to look at as potentially getting some savings so that they could be spent in other areas. That is going to run directly into the priorities of many Democrats, including Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Scott of the Senate and House Agriculture Committee. So we're going to have to see how this plays out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the update and the information. Again, Randy Russell joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.